Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors Ulupono Initiative and Ruby Tuesday Hawaii.
Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum. First up is The Catalyst by Lemomi Bong. This week, it's about drones mapping shorelines and rail systems for industry.
You're listening to The Catalyst on Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Lemomi. Here's your weekly bite. Drone technology has quietly become one of the biggest growth industries in tech. Across the Hawaiian Islands, companies like LiDAR Hawaii use drones to map shoreline erosion. The Skyline Rail in Honolulu is being scanned the same way. Globally, 3D scanning is a $5 billion industry, on track to nearly triple over the next decade. On Kauai, community college students have been flying drones over a sacred site called Malae Ha'akoa in Waialua. They're building a 3D model of the heiau to help inform its restoration, a paid internship run by UH's Indigenous Data Hub in collaboration with Iola Waialua Nui. The students are learning industry standard skills, photogrammetry, 3D modeling, and archaeological surveying by doing work that matters to their community. The coordinator, Kamalani Chak, said the team treats the heiau as an ancestor. The 3D models are guiding the restoration in partnership with a community organization working to protect the site. So, what changes when the people learning the technology are also the people the data belongs to?
Oh, mahalo, Lemomi. And now, on today's show, we have Jake Barkin. He's the founder and lead engineer at Howdy and creator of an application called STOA, which is helping with civic transparency. Hey, Jake, welcome to Bite Marks Cafe.
Hi, Bert. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so Jake, you've been programming and kind of a data scientist guy. How did you kind of get involved with, well, maybe a little bit of background? I mean, who are you? What are you doing in this civic engagement arena?
Sure. So my background is I've been a data engineer for around 5 years. And what really got me into, I guess, civic tech was sort of like a feeling that, you know, I want to find the weather. For example, there's an easy way to find that. I can just Google the weather and boom, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very summarized high level overview. If I want to know what's happening in my local government, I quickly realized that's not a very easy task to sift through, right? There's multi-hour meetings. There's, you know, very legalese dense bills. And it's not just a quick little Google search. It's like, no, you have to sit down and really parse through this.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess to answer your question, what got me into civic tech was really that the desire to create a tool to really, you know, aggregate this in a way that the average person could understand, you know, and make it more accessible for everyone.
Now, you know, the typical exploration of bills tend to drive people to capitol.hawaii.gov, which is all the bills that get presented during the legislative session at the state capitol. And it runs on a pretty, you know, organized system. And so, you know, finding bills and tracking bills is pretty straightforward. Now, when you start to look at other counties, whether it's the city and county of Honolulu or any of the neighbor island counties, it starts to really differ, right? Everybody kind of does their own thing. And one of the things that I want you to talk about is how did you end up deciding to tackle the city and county of Honolulu and their website and the bills that they are hearing and tracking?
Well, on one hand, there is already a lot of players in the space for making state legislature more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call out Civil Beats Digital Democracy is a very great tool. However, what STOA focuses on is, again, specifically the city and county level. And I think that's honestly a better, for me, it has more interest for me because as a resident, you can really engage in what's happening around you in your specific community. Not to say that state legislation doesn't have impact as well, but you can see, hey, I know what's happening down the street and I can act upon that,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the city county level legislation has tangible effects on everybody's lives. And it's, you know, something really easy to, I think it's a really good first step into engaging the democracy if you're trying to get more involved.
Oh, that's a really good point. You know, you have these neighborhood boards, right? But the neighborhood boards don't necessarily provide any sort of digital footprint of what it is that they talk about and how it ultimately gets elevated in terms of, you know, anybody's position at the neighborhood level. But then once you start to get into the county and all those council members are now representing their respective districts, you start to get really specific into what's happening in those quote-unquote neighborhoods. And so as you started to think about civic engagement, what motivated you to create this? Did you not see anything comparable to what you created with STOA?
No, there's really no comparable tool that I can find that summarizes on the local level directed for the resident, not for, say, a third party or for a business just wholesale aggregating data, for basically making in plain English what happened in their community that
mm-hmm.
week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what STOA aims to basically solve. I think a lot of people, you know, have felt disenfranchised with the way things are going in the world. And I think a good way, you know, to combat sort of that feeling of like helplessness of like how things are happening again
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
is going back to basics and just focusing on what's happening in your own community. And so the that's really, again, a big motivation of STOA is to give people the power to really try to make a difference where it matters most and at their home.
So how did you come up with a name like STOA? What does STOA mean? I mean, I kind of looked it up and I have a, you know, personal mental sort of image of what it is, but how would you describe what STOA is in terms of the word?
Sure. So it's like, it's the Greek word for like the Athenian porch
mm-hmm.
where, you know, where discussions would happen and debate would happen and so on and so forth. And I chose that specific word because I really wanted to hearken back into the theme of democracy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, again, civic engagement's a really powerful tool. And so that the name is supposed to elicit that the concept of, hey, you know, here's what's happening around you and here's what you can do about it.
How long did it take you to actually, you know, get to this particular stage of the product? I wouldn't say that it's finished, but, you know, it's pretty far along its way. How much time did you spend on this already from, you know, the conception of the idea and to the delivery? And I would qualify delivery as, you know, sending me the link and saying, hey, Bert, check it out.
Yeah. So it's been a few months. I think
pretty fast.
Late February, early March. And really, I have very high standards for myself, so I didn't want to show it to anybody until it was decently far along.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's where we are today. I would say it's in a state where, you know, people can really take advantage of it.
You know, so Jake, I do want you to describe the experience. And how would you, let's say, describe somebody logging in, or not even logging in, just going to the site and actually... perhaps there's a bill that they're interested in. I want you to describe kind of like that experience, that user experience. So I want to hold that thought. We'll be right back in a short break to continue our conversation with Jake Barkin, founder, lead engineer at Howdy, and creator of the civic transparency app called STOA. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Anchor Systems Hawaii.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. I'm Bert Lam, and if you're just joining us, we're talking to Jake Barkin. He's the founder and lead engineer over at Howdy, and the creator of the civic transparency app called STOA. And Jake, you know, right before the break, I wanted you to maybe describe how would you, you know, from a end user standpoint, you told them, you know, like you told me, hey, go log on and explore. So what would you suggest somebody do in first encountering STOA?
Sure. So again, let's say you hear that the building next to yours is getting a tax break or there's a zoning change down the street and you want to know, you know, is that real? What does that mean for me? Can I still say something? Whatever. And again, to contrast with the traditional method, you can go on to the official website that the materials there aren't necessarily easily digestible, you know, in a quick few minutes. You're going to sit down. Or with STOA, you could open it up and you could see just first off, with every city, you get a weekly briefing, just a high-level overview of what's happening in your city with links to different bills and meetings. And then let's say, you know, you tap on a meeting or a bill. And a few minutes, you know what the council actually did and who it's going to affect. And right there's a link to, say, the real document, the underlying source material for that site, whether it be the bill or the YouTube video for the link or for the meeting. And so you don't have to take the word for the app. You don't have to take the word of the STOA summary. You can see the source yourself. And then ultimately, let's say you conclude that the tax break meeting is having a hearing on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go there. There's civic engagement tools built into the STOA to help you actually show up there. And then you can address your concerns.
Now, if I'm looking at STOA, and I'm actually looking at it right now, the first thing that comes up, and I guess you just go to like stoa.today, right? And it's a briefing. It says council introduces resolutions to spend up to $16 million on permanent conservation easements over 170 acres in Kahuku. Now, how did STOA pick this particular topic to show on the front page?
So STOA is built upon the building blocks of a meeting, city council meetings and local legislation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is those building blocks get aggregated and summarized by different AI models, and then the output of that, after getting processed and reviewed, whereas I default to not showing data if there's any doubt if the data is correct or not, especially when it's attributing to a specific representative or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So after filtering to the core essence of the building blocks, if you will, those building blocks are then sent to the weekly briefing to take a high-level overview and choose basically to construct a headline and then a blurb.
And then what if, you know, I don't know, I'm looking at it, I'm, you know, not in Kahuku. I wanted to look at something else. Let's say I wanted to look at something that might be current for Pro City. How would I start to look for something like that?
So you could do it two different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You could either, in the search bar, just type in Pro City,
mm-hmm.
and then it should just match that text across different bills and agenda items, and you can find things relevant to you. Or, and this is my preferred favorite way to do it, is there's a map, actually. And so given bills and agenda items from a city council meeting will be plotted on a map, and then you can just zoom into where you live, and you can see, actually, everything happening around you, down to the street.
Okay. So this is kind of interesting. So on the horizontal menu on top, there's a link that you can click on called Map. And so
correct.
On this map is a whole bunch of dots. And let's see, I might pick a dot here. And let's say IAEA. I pick IAEA. And what it shows is, it says something like 650 million dollars committed to the stadium and $2 billion in total projected construction. Now, tell us a little bit about what went into that particular summary that is representative of this particular dot for IAEA. How did STOA come to synthesize this information?
So when that data was created, it was created because the agenda item or the bill was already summarized, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so that lives on a different part of the website on that respective bill or meeting page. So then that gets summarized, and then from that, text that has some sort of location data then gets extracted and then gets plotted onto the map. So the blurb you're seeing wasn't created for the pen. It was created for the underlying data that it represents.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I just simply overlaid onto the pen, just so you know what it is.
Right, right. And what's working in the background? What is it that you're using? Well, what part of AI is contributing to this?
So I use a mixture of different models available, different APIs,
mm-hmm.
given on how deeply I want to summarize a given topic, right? So I first categorize bills by high to low importance, right? And then that kind of determines how deeply the bill gets summarized. And in the case of agenda items, it's the same model for every meeting. But yeah, there's just a mixture of different models depending on the types of data I'm trying to aggregate.
And this is pretty much all accessible data that's already available publicly on the website. So you're not making any of this up. You're pulling data from what's already been published.
Precisely.
And this is, you know, obviously very useful. And what would you suggest for newcomers to this site? How would you advise that they get the most out of it?
I'd argue just going on and starting to scroll through the homepage, look at the weekly briefing, look at the meetings,
mm-hmm.
and see if anything catches your eye. And if it doesn't, again, I'm really a fan of the map, and just go to where you live and zoom in and see if any pins are around you,
mm-hmm.
and then start
mm-hmm.
looking into those, right? And another thing I should mention is that all these meetings and bills are all, if they're thematically related, let's say they all fall under a given topic, they'll be under the umbrella of an issue, right? So maybe you find an agenda item that's relevant to you on your street. You can go into that, and that maybe links you to a meeting that's attached to an issue that maybe you didn't know about, or you
mm-hmm.
did know about, but maybe you didn't know the legislation attached to that issue, right? You know, it's a rabbit hole, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of the engagement part, so let's say you're exploring, you're discovering issues that you may not have heard about, and you find out that there's a hearing taking place. What is it that you've built into the application that allows interaction with your elected official?
So the app will actually draft you a summary to contact your representative relevant to the given act, prompt, right? So if there's the system generates what's called a citizen action relevant to an upcoming hearing, and it determines that there might be an opportunity for outreach,
mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
written correspondence in this case. It will actually generate a draft of an email you could send to that representative to engage with them. Specifically, it will not write the whole thing for you. It will put blanks for you to actually, as an individual, contribute to why this matters to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
To humanize it. That's one way. Another way is just simply plotting the meeting on a calendar on your phone. So then you just can keep track of it and know when it's going to have better awareness of when this hearing is going to happen.
Do you have any intent or plans to perhaps hold a class or, you know, get people a little more kind of hands-on as opposed to having them just sort of depend on their own exploration?
Yeah, and there's a lot of features I'm working on right now that I intend to fold into STOA, but once I think the product's a little bit more polished, I would love to start, you know, having more like actual sessions where people can come and I can show them how to use things, or just even making videos and just walking them through the process of the app.
Yeah, no, that would be great. Now, I do want to give you a chance to talk a little bit about where is this going, because we are kind of currently looking at Honolulu, City and County of Honolulu. And I think you have a drop-down menu for Maui County. And I do want to better understand how you approached that particular set of let's say, bills and ordinances and resolutions. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back in a short break to continue our conversation with Jake Barkin, founder and lead engineer at Howdy and creator of STOA. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor PCAT, Pacific Center for Advanced Technology Training.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Jake Barkin. He's the founder and lead engineer over at Howdy and creator of STOA. And we're talking about STOA as a, you know, transparency, civic engagement app. And Jake, you did a good job of really kind of diving into Honolulu as a city and county and looking at the resources that are available through the county website. Now, how is it different from other counties like Maui County? And, you know, obviously the next step would be Kauai County and Hawaii County. So what are some of the differences and the challenges that you as a programmer are going to kind of face, I guess, in terms of adding those as resources?
So I started with Honolulu specifically because that's where I live. I figured it'd be the greatest place to start just to see if the proof of concept worked.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, Honolulu hosts all their bills and their city council meetings on their own bespoke architecture. So all the code that runs, that services all the data for Honolulu is all custom. Mm-hmm. The thing about Maui and the other cities I have currently active on STOA is that they all use a shared unified system called Legistra, right? And so this is a very common piece of software that cities will use to host their own civic materials, whether it be a bill or a meeting, what have you. And so, funnily enough, Maui was very easy to onboard because it was very similar to my other cities in Phoenix, Albuquerque, so on and so forth. Whereas Honolulu was more of a hands-on custom implementation.
Uh-huh.
So, going back to Kauai and Big Island, third Hawaii County, those will also have their own individual custom implementations for how they host their own legislative data. So when those cities eventually do become, when those counties do eventually go online, which I currently I do not have a timeline for, but I'd like to do it in the future, it will be custom coded for those counties.
And Jake, for the most part, I mean, you're doing this as a kind of a passion project, right? I mean, you're not out there actively seeking funding to, you know, build the next phase.
I'm not. I mean, that's one of the beauties. One of the beauty of STOA is that it's really easy to onboard for a city that does have a compatible legislative backend. So it's not very expensive to run the whole operation, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, eventually, I would like to monetize it. Not for residents, however, for the average, you know, citizen who's in any of these cities, it will always, forever be free. However, eventually I would like to explore monetization options for the tool just so I could expand even more and maybe cover like deeper data sets that affect a given resident.
And then, you know, how would you ideally like somebody to use this? I mean, to the extent where do they hopefully get more active in issues that are pertinent to their neighborhood? I mean, what would you like to see people actually do as a result of using STOA?
In a perfect world, be more engaged with their democracy. That's the real goal, right?
That's
what everything boils down to. You know, you see a lot of people, you rely on social media to get their local news or to see what's happening around them. And that's great. And, you know, wonderful system, but it'd be nice if people didn't necessarily have to rely on social media or they don't have an account or what have you. They can go to a centralized place and just engage on STOA as a platform.
Is in its development, is STOA, at least for Honolulu, pretty much ready for prime time, or are there things that you're working on that needs to be, let's say, hardened before you get, you know, tens of thousands of people hitting it?
From an infrastructure perspective, I encourage anyone listening to check it out. And you can reach me at jake@stoa.today for any feedback. I'd love, you know, if you see something that looks off, please, by all means. But I think it's ready for prime time in the respect of what's available right now. There's a lot of features I'd love to do that I purposely gate off or are inaccessible for the user because I know they aren't ready for prime time.
Mm-hmm.
But for everything accessible for the user now, yeah.
Well, you know, I do notice that on your map, right, you do have some locations on the continent. And I think you already explained that those were relatively simple because they conform to a standard that, let's say, Maui, as an example, used.
Exactly.
Is there any plans on your part to promote it in other, you know, municipalities? Or obviously, you just want to kind of make sure that the Hawaii version is pretty robust.
No, exactly. Right. My plan is just to really dial in the Honolulu experience, right? Make sure everything's great there. And then once that's dialed in, it scales perfectly to all the other cities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually I'd love to start talking to people in the civic community in, say, St. Paul or Nashville or Charlotte, wherever else Doe currently is today.
But I think, you know, even getting more people in, you know, Hawaii to use it, I think would be a great accomplishment. I mean, I think the work you've done already is a testament to your kind of dedication to this idea of civic transparency and democracy. So, you know, hats off to you for, you know, getting it this far and actually kind of doing it on your own dime, right?
Oh, yeah, completely on my own time. But again, that motivation, right, to make a difference, right, through technology is, you know, that keeps you going, right? To be able to actually help people learn something about what's happening and help them make a difference, right, in their communities.
Now, we talked about kind of like where this is going. Ideally, I mean, what would you like to see happen in the next phase? I mean, you've pretty much perfected the interface. So what do you see actually developing going forward?
So a big thing I'm trying to work at right now, and again, currently it's not accessible because it's not ready, but I would love to see per representative promises attributed to them. So
mm-hmm,
right now,
mm-hmm.
on the back end, when I summarize a meeting, you know, I give the raw transcript to the model to extract, you know, insights,
mm-hmm.
but it can't tell who said what, and I'm not going to speak to who said what because it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been doing a lot of work to get to that point, right, where it can recognize that, you know, Councilwoman Tupola said this. And so because she said this, I can then comment on the meeting page that what she committed to. And then on her own individual page, I can start developing like a profile almost of what she wants to achieve, what she has achieved, so on and so forth, to really get accountability for actual representatives. That's the big, big goal.
Oh, good, good. I'll you know, keep me posted because I'd love to see that part, that feature be offered. Now, Jake, where can people find STOA?
STOA can be found at stoa.today. And you can reach me at jake@stoa.today. That's spelled J-A-E-K-E.
Yep, J-A-E-K-E. It sounds simple, but it's a little more complicated than that. Jake Barkin, founder and lead engineer at Howdy and creator of STOA. Hey, Jake, I want to thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about Aloha Aina and Makali'i metrics. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is Crystal Spear, and you can catch us on HBR One every Friday or anytime via the HBR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe, you stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors Ulupono Initiative and Ruby Tuesday Hawaii.